Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship.
Gotta be where you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of you have that cry that you want to be where God is? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to be where He is. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things He has done and is doing in our lives. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. Hallelujah. You've been so good to us, oh God. And we just love you all today, God. We praise you today. We worship you today. We magnify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we glorify your name on today. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We seek your face, oh God, on today, God. We come on one accord seeking your face, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we come telling you how much we love you, oh God. We come, Father God, hallelujah, letting you know, hallelujah, that you are our God, that you are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our beginning. You are the ending, oh God. You are our everything. You are our all in all, oh God. Hallelujah. And Lord, there's none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. So we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, we thank you for breath in our bodies. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for life and life more abundantly. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for your hand upon our lives. We thank you for the great plan that you have for our lives. You said that you have a plan to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, as we are believing and trusting and resting in your plan, God. We thank you, Lord, for our families. We thank you, Lord, for our spouses. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our grandchildren, God. We thank you, Lord, for sins, our sins, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for our brothers and our sisters in Christ, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We come before you with a grateful heart, exalting your name on high. Yes. There is a name above any other name, and that name is Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. At the name of Jesus, every tongue must confess, yes, that Jesus Christ is Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you for saving us. We thank you for healing us. We thank you for delivering us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us peace. We thank you for giving us joy.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for prospering us, God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, now we ask, Father God, as we continue with this prayer line, that you will get the glory, God. Bless each and every person on this prayer line. Touch each and every person, oh God. Hallelujah. Somebody came today, God, looking for an answer. Somebody came, God. Hallelujah. Seeking a word from you, God. Somebody came, God, seeking reassurance, oh God, that in the middle of their trial, that you are there, God. You said in your word that you will never leave us or forsake us, God. And we trust you all today, God. We believe your word, God. You have spoken, God. You have established your word over our lives, God. And we believe your word, God. In the name of Jesus, we believe, God, that you are faithful. faithful.
Jesus.
We believe that you are faithful to complete the work that you have begun in our lives, God. So, Lord, we continue, Father God, to hold on to our confidence. We continue to hold on to our faith. We continue to believe in you. We continue to trust in you. We continue, oh God, to look unto heaven, oh God, knowing that our help does come from you, oh God. Lord, some trust in other people. Some trust in, Father God, the riches of this land. Some trust in their jobs, oh God. Some trust, oh God, hallelujah, in their own ability, God. But we will continue to put our trust in you, Lord. Lord, we will trust you, hallelujah, even when it seems like you're not there, God. We will trust you, God, when we're going through the storm. We will trust you, oh Lord, when we're going through the fiery trials. We will trust you, oh God, when it seems like the odds of fact against us, oh God. We will trust you, Lord, in every single situation that we face in our lives. Lord, we will not look to the left. We will not look to the right, oh God. But we will keep our minds and our eyes stayed on Jesus. We will continue to hold on to your hand. We will continue to hold on to your promises. We will continue to hold on to your word, God, the word that's been spoken over our lives, God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you because you are faithful. You are not a man that you should lie, nor are you the son of man that you will repent and change your mind about what you have said about your people, God, about what you have said about us, God. You have spoken it. We believe it. Thereby that settles it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we will not be moved. We will not waver in our faith, God. We will continue, Father God, to move forward by faith, knowing that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, oh God. So, Lord, continue to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. We pray for that boat, the ship that went down in China, oh God. Lord, we pray, Father God, for your mercy. We pray, Father God, for deliverance. We pray, Father God, for, Father God, safety, Father God. You know, Father God, hallelujah, just where each and every passenger of that ship is. So even as the rescue team is out there, oh God, Lord, let them find each and every person, oh God. Lord, have mercy, God. Have mercy on the passengers of that ship, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for our school system. We pray for all of our children. We pray, Father God, for the governmental authorities. We pray, Father God, for the police force. We pray for every urban neighborhood. We pray for every neighborhood across the United States of America, God. We pray, Father God, for peace. We pray for, oh, glory, hallelujah, for deliverance. We pray, Father God, for unity, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, your Father God, that you, Father God, can annihilate gang violence, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you could come against division, oh, God, even racial division, oh, God. Lord, we know, God, that you can do it, God. So, Lord, when we can't do anything, we know that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. Yeah. So we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for peace in the land. Lord, we repent. Oh, glory, hallelujah, on the behalf of America. You said that my people were called by my name. We repent, God, on the behalf of the church. We repent on the behalf of the church, God, in the name of Jesus. You said that my people who are called by my name will repent and turn by the, from their sins, humble themselves and pray.
Yes.
Then I will hear from them, and then I will heal their land. So, Lord, we pray that you will heal this land, oh God, that you will, Father God, step in and intercede, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit, God, being in the house. We thank you for the lampstand of the Lord being in the house. We thank you, Lord, that New Creation is an effective church, oh God, for your kingdom, God. We thank you, Lord, that souls are being saved. We thank you that lives are being changed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the souls, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for children and adults coming through the doors of the sanctuary, God, falling in love with you. Lord, let the people grow in their love for you. Let the people grow, Father God, in their zeal for you. Let the people grow, Father God, in their maturity, Father God, in the things pertaining to the faith, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for Pastor Anthony Simmons. Thank you for his life. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you for deliverance, oh God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hands upon his life, God. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness towards your set man of God that you have set as our leader, oh God, as our pastor, oh God, over the prayer line, over New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that he continues to walk in integrity, God. Continue to keep him from falling, God. Continue to keep him full of faith, God. Continue to keep him healed in his body, God. Continue to keep his mind stayed on you, God. Continue to fill him with your power, God. Continue to fill him with your spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to fill him with your word, God.
Yeah.
As he continues to pour out to us every single Tuesday. So, Lord, we thank you for our marriage. I thank you for every marriage under the sound of my voice.
Bless every home.
Bless every marriage, oh God. Bless our children. Thank you for blessing our adult children. Call the names of your children, saints. Thank you for blessing Akita and Justin and Marcus and Kayla. Call on the names of your grandchildren. Thank you for blessing Niella and Sudani and Nairobi and Joshua. Call on the names of your great-grandchildren. We don't have any yet, but call on the names of your great-grandchildren. God says your posterity is covered. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over your posterity. We plead the blood of Jesus over your bloodline. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over your family. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. Even as we continue to go forward, we thank you for the power of your Holy Ghost. We thank you for your power. We thank you for Holy Ghost power. In the name of Jesus. Over every life, fill even life, baptize every person on this prayer line with the power of the Holy Ghost. Baptize every person on this prayer line with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, just like you did on Pentecost. Oh, glory. Just like you did on Pentecost. Let today be Pentecost. Let tonight be Pentecost. Let the people feel you, God. Lay your hands on each and every person, God, on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. None more question of the King. In the name of Jesus, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, with the evidence of the fire of the Holy Ghost in their belly, with the evidence of changed lives, with the evidence of fiery zeal for you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, with the evidence of praise unto your name. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Even as we continue to go forth, we thank you for this prayer. Lord, bless my mother. Bless every parent. Bless every parent. Bless every mother, my mother, and all of the parents of those who are on this prayer line. Bless each and every one, oh God. Keep our parents, oh God, in perfect peace. Keep them in health, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead and worship God. Go ahead and open your mouth. Give them the fruit of your lips. Go ahead and praise them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Lord, we thank you for the spirit of the living God on this prayer line on tonight. We thank you for the evidence. Glory be to God of supernatural signs, wonders, and miracles following us who believe you. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to continue in prayer, and we are going to obviously open up the phone lines later, but I want to go to a very familiar passage of scripture on the 23rd Psalm. Psalm number 23 is what God has placed in our spirit on tonight. That 23rd Psalm, some of you may have memorized this. Some of you know it by heart. But I'm going to read from the King James Version of the Bible. David actually wrote this psalm. It says in verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." Verse 3 says, "He restores my soul." My God. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes or yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Verse 6, finally, surely goodness and mercy, I feel God, shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And David is simply reminding you and I through this 23rd Psalm that the purpose of it all is to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Jesus.
That's not just the church buildings. Yes, we're going to go to church till Jesus come. Yes, we're going to be faithful till Jesus come. But we know, glory be to God, there's a house not made of human hands. We know there's a tabernacle.
Yes.
We know there's a temple of the living God. So that's why David is so confident declaring, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
God, the Lord Jesus, is you and I's shepherd. We are the sheep. We need guidance through this thing called life. We need our shepherd to lead us and to guide us and direct us. We need our shepherd, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Holy One, the Anointed One. We need the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, giving us direction in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Pastor, when I was young, there was a movie out called The Blob.
I remember that.
And do you remember that black and white version of The Blob? That was the best one. They turned it into color later on, and somebody on the phone line started chuckling and laughing. Now we're telling our age. But The Blob, when it came through the streets, when it came through the city, it just demolished everything in its path.
Yeah.
And it sucked up everything in its path, and it swallowed up people at an alarming rate. And sometimes we see that the devil's trying to get you and I to join the ranks of the hopeless, to join the army of those who are lost, to hook up with those who are walking away from the things of God.
Yeah.
But David said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever because goodness and mercy are following me all the days of my life. Pastor Anthony, you mean to tell me what I'm going through? Goodness and mercy is following me.
Yeah.
David said, all the days of my life, when you're going through a tough time, goodness and mercy is following you. When you're going through a confused time, goodness and mercy are following you.
Yeah.
They're right at the door. They're knocking. They are overtaking you. When you're going through hardship, goodness and mercy are connected to you. God will not repent. He has not changed his mind. He has not relented. God has not, glory be to God, put the thing in reverse. Goodness and mercy are following you as long as you're in the land of the living. That's why I love it when he says, he makes us lie down.
Yeah.
That means stop worrying. That means there's some things we can't do. There's some things we can't solve. He makes us lie down. He makes us take a seat. He makes us rely on him. And then he leads us to those still waters where we can find rest and peace and resolve. But Pastor, I love verse 3. He restores my soul.
Yeah.
My mind, my will, and my emotions. My mind, I need my mind to be restored sometimes. I need my emotions to be checked sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, oh, glory be to God. Oh, some people can push your buttons.
Yeah.
Some people can double cross you. Some people can betray you and come against you for no reason. And all of a sudden, your emotions and your feelings try to rise up. But we're going to walk in the Spirit. We're going to stay in the Spirit because God will restore your soul. He wants to put back everything that the devil take away. He wants to restore everything that the enemy tried to snatch away. He wants to replace everything That's why we pray. That's why we go to him, because we need some things that he needs to restore in our lives and in our minds. So when we walk through the valley, we're not fearing no evil. God has not given us the spirit of fear, of evil. That's why his rod and his staff, they give us comfort. I said it earlier, he's leading us like a shepherd is leading the sheep. He said, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. There are wolves in this world trying to devour us. There are wolves on our jobs. Sometimes there are wolves in our neighborhoods. But God is guiding us.
Yes.
God is directing us. He's telling us how not to get devoured. Oh, glory be to God. And he's going to prepare that table in front of our enemies. He's going to show the goodness of Jesus when you serve him. That's why, Pastor, you preached about it on Sunday. He anointed my head with oil. We need the anointing. That's why we play that song so much. We need the oil. Pastor preached that thing on Sunday. She said the oil make your neck fat.
Jesus.
That the yoke can't even fit around it anymore.
Jesus.
Oh, I feel like testifying right now.
Oh, glory.
Oh, drugs had me bound. Alcohol had me bound.
Jesus.
Liquor had me bound.
Jesus.
Anger had me bound.
Jesus.
And I got the oil slapped all over me. And now that yoke just keeps slipping off.
Jesus.
When I try to get angry, the yoke slips off.
Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. When I try to go back, the yoke pastor don't fit anymore.
Oh,
I feel the Holy Ghost. You preached that thing on Sunday. When the devil tried to put a yoke back around our neck and just something to choke the life out of us, the oil makes us slip away. One more time. That's why he says our cup run over. And goodness and mercy are following us. So whenever it is trying to put you back in bondage,
yeah,
trying to put a yoke around your neck, trying to choke the joy of the Lord out of your life,
my God.
Trying to choke your happiness,
Jesus.
Trying to choke your deliverance,
Jesus.
Trying to choke your future in God, the devil is a liar.
Yes, yes.
Father, we thank you that nothing can yoke us up anymore.
Hallelujah.
We're not going to allow the devil to put a yoke around our lives anymore. We're not going to be yoked up with the wrong people no longer.
Yes.
We're not going to be yoked up by life and life circumstances. And that's why we pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood over my own life.
Yes.
I plead the blood of Jesus over my family and my marriage.
Yes.
I pray for our eldest daughter, Hakita. Thank you for the door open today. Thank you for opportunities, Lord, and safe travels as she made her way back. I thank you for our grandchildren, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, have mercy, Lord. Regulate her thoughts. Renew her mind. Restore the joy of the Lord, Lord, oh, which is her strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that no weapon formed against her will be able to prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for Kayla and Marcus and Justin. We pray for the grandchildren, even our spiritual sons and daughters of New Creation Christian Ministries, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you for the remnant. Thank you for the local flock which is amongst us. Thank you for the people of God that have come to the local assembly of New Creation Christian Ministries, Hillside, New Jersey. God, breathe on that ministry. God, continue to bless that church. Thank you for from the youngest to the oldest, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send them from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Glory be to God. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for manifestation. We thank you for deliverance for every family. We thank you for every marriage and every young person being prosperous and powerful in the things of God. They're not powerless. They're powerful. This generation is blessed. They're not cursed. In the mighty name of Jesus, Oshaba Akata. The devil is a liar trying to snatch our children from the things of God. Your children will serve God. Your children will give their lives to God, those who have not yet. Your grandchildren will say, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whom he called, he predestined. Whom he predestined, he justified.
Yeah.
Whom he justified, he glorified. Paul said, who then can separate us from the love of God? So persecution, anything in this world, out of this world, height, depth, oh, glory be to God. Shall anything separate us from the love of the living God. Don't let your problems separate you from Jesus. Don't let problems and trouble move you out of your position in God. Don't let people who hate you, people trying to covet you, people who envy you and jealous of you, don't let them get you out of position in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. Like David said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We're talking about King David. Saul tried to kill him. His family turned on him. His own, oh man, those who he took from nobodies to make them somebodies wanted to stone him. Those who he helped turned on him. David knows what he's talking about. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't know what you're going through, but maybe you like I can relate to David. We're the Davids of this generation. People coming against us for no reason. That's why we pray, because we have a future. We have a tomorrow. Our ladder shall be greater. Oh, I speak prophetically to every life. Your ladder shall be greater in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. I bless your holy name. God, there's none like you in all the earth realm. Thank you for the faithfulness of every caller. Bless every listener, Lord. Thank you for every intercessor in the name of Jesus. We just came from Holy Ghost Pentecost Sunday a couple of weeks ago. And Lord, just like the Holy Ghost fell in that place, I thank you for every prayer warrior on this line. I thank you as every mother is concerned about their children, every father who's concerned about their children, every marriage that's trying to make it in today's world, every child trying to get that degree in master's and PhDs and master's degree to do great things for the living God that they serve. I thank you that you open doors that no man can shut. Your word says you've given us the ability to get wealth. Don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you. Oh, I feel this thing tonight. I don't know who that's for, but we're about to open up this phone line because somebody thought about giving up. Somebody thought about quitting. And Pastor God is telling us to open these phone lines because somebody, hallelujah, is going to share a praise report. Somebody standing in the need of prayer. Press 1 on your phone, and we're going to put you on the air tonight. Thank Jesus for each and every caller. Be patient with us. We're going to get to every caller in the name of Jesus. If you press 1 on your phone, we will get to every caller tonight. A praise report, a prayer concern, a testimony, whatever you have, you never know how you're going to encourage somebody else, or if you're standing in the need of prayer, we just want to simply touch and agree with you. We see a hand raised already, and if you press 1, we'll get to every caller in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't know the area code.
678.
We thank God for you tonight.
I thank you, and glory be to God. I have a song that I want to dedicate to my cousin Carmen, but first I want to give thanks to God for bringing her and bringing us together on the same path. And I want to thank God for her for bringing me on this prayer line that's so powerful for me, that has made such a difference. And I want to ask God, and I want to plead the blood of Jesus over Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, and that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and to bless them and keep them safe. In Jesus' name, and the song goes like this. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. And sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, How great thou art. Went through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Thank you, Jesus, for such a beautiful day. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you, Jesus, for everyone on this prayer line. Thank you, Jesus, for my Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. Thank you, Jesus, for my friends on this line, Miriam and Brother Jamal and my cousin Carmen. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessings upon my life and your grace. I just want to ask for prayer. My son has moved out the home, and I just ask that God bless him, guide him in the right direction, and keep him safe. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen, amen, sister. You bless our souls with that rendition of how great our God. Oh man, my then sings my soul.
Yes, Lord.
How great thou art.
Yes,
and it's amazing.
Thank
even as we're going to pray for you and your son momentarily, but David said he restores my soul, and that song says, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Thank
you. Know, in 2 Chronicles, Jehoshaphat, the people of God sang praises to God. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures for all generations.
Lord,
and as they just kept singing that and worshiping God and singing that and worshiping God, although they were getting ready to go to battle in war, the Lord fought their battles for them. And by the time they got to the war field, all of their enemies was cast down and destroyed.
Yes.
And that's the secret for prayer. When we worship God and remind him what that song says, we just come to God and give him his characteristics.
Thank you, Jesus.
To God and worship him. Come to God
and tell him
how great he is. Before we utter a word, God has already moved out on our behalf.
Because we see now
that he's a great God.
Yes, he is.
So thank you for that song. You reminded us all tonight that God is great in spite of what we're going through.
Yes.
Now, Lord, I thank you for this and Maria. I thank you for her son in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her coming to this prayer line
with that song tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Ah, this sings our soul.
Yes.
my Savior, God to thee, how
yes,
great
Lord.
Thou
Thank
art.
You,
so we have a land where we have idols and American people on TV trying to be great and become idols, but we know there's only one great one, the great
yes,
I am.
Lord.
And
Hallelujah.
He is God. He is the Holy One. He is Elohim. He is Jehovah, God, the Lord above all. He is the great I am. So, Lord, we thank you that you are the Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are mighty God. So right now, Lord, bless customer in the name of Jesus. Bless your daughter, Father, as she has brought praise and adoration to you. That's what we want to do in this prayer line tonight. That's why we feel you so mightily in this moment, because you are a great God. You're the one that said you will make our name great. So we thank you that we serve you. We thank you that even though we're flawed human beings and all have fallen short of the glory of God, we thank you that we recognize your greatness, Lord. So right now, cover her son with the blood of Jesus. Cover her son as he independently, Father God, goes on through life in the name of Jesus. We're praying for supernatural, spiritual covering over his life in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah,
thank
that you
have
connected him to the right people, that no yoke will be able to get around his neck and try to choke in the name of Jesus, his future out of him. I thank you for covering, Lord.
I thank you
for blessing him. I thank you for giving him prosperity and power, giving him the right godly friends and connections in the name of Jesus. And give this mother peace. Give this mother more power. Give her more prosperity in the name of Jesus. A greater anointing resting upon her life in the mighty name of Jesus. So I
thank
you, God, that she continues to keep a song in her spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you.
You
continue
Hallelujah.
To place a song in her heart.
Yes.
You
Lord,
continue
thank
to stir up a song in her soul.
Thank
so
you,
I
Lord.
Thank you that
thank
she is a living vessel that you continue to use as a vessel.
Hallelujah.
To
Hallelujah.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. So continue to encourage our heart, God.
Thank
continue
you, Lord.
To bless
thank
Sister Maria and
thank
cover her
Jesus.
Son in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we say amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. I love you both.
Bless you. Amen. We love you. You just blessed us with this song. I was speechless. I had to give Pastor Anthony the phone because you touched me so much. Just that song. But thank you so much. This sings my soul, my Savior, Lord, to thee, how great thou art, my God, what a mighty God we serve. So thank you so much for
thank
that
you,
song tonight. We appreciate you, we love you, and we will continue to keep you and your family, your son, in our prayers.
Thank you. I just want to tell my cousin Carmen that I love her with all of my heart.
Amen. Oh, yes, Carmen is precious. We love her, and we're going to pray for her also, even as you lift her up. Sister Carmen Maria says she loves you with all of her heart. She can hear you. Father God, we thank you for Sister Carmen, God. We thank you for Carmen Callow. We thank you for her life. We thank you, Lord, for her inspiration, God. We thank you, Lord, for using her mightily, oh, God. Hallelujah. Even as she has called people to come to this prayer line, Lord, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. Thank you, Lord, for the witness that's on her life, that she loves her pastors so much, oh, God, that she wants to share them with her friends and her family, God. So, Lord, I just thank you. We thank you for Sister Carmen. We thank you, Lord. And we ask, Father God, that you continue to strengthen her, that you continue to bless her, that you continue to bless her household, bless her children, bless her husband, bless her marriage, God, bless her financially, oh, God. Continue to bless her, God, with joy, great peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon Carmen's life. We thank you, Lord, for her family. We thank you for the relationship that she has with Maria and that she has with Miriam and so many others, even in the local assembly, God. We thank you for her just shining her light and being that light of the world and that salt of the earth. So continue to bless her, continue to give her the desires of her heart. Let her continue to take the light in this Tuesday night prayer, even as so many of us come together and commune together in your mighty presence and in your mighty name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad you mentioned that because we have to pray for Carmen. She very rarely comes on. She came on last week, but she very rarely comes on the line. But she's always here. She's always with us every single week.
God bless her.
Amen. So God bless you. Amen.
Okay,
hallelujah.
God bless you too. Hallelujah.
God be the glory. Hallelujah. What a just a blessed time, reminding us how great God is in spite of everything that we go through. And so many have gone through so much. If you press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air. We do see callers or yet that hand raised, and we are going to get to you momentarily. To God be the glory. We just, hallelujah. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want.
Yeah.
And that is a powerful statement. But, Pastor, I have needs and I have wants. I got that. But it's already done.
No.
See, oh my God, I'm about to start something up here. We don't want to preach tonight, but it's already done. It's already been settled. God said it, that settles it. It's already a finished work. When he said, hallelujah, on the cross that it is finished, he meant that thing. It is finished. The finished works of Christ, what grace has made available for you and I, healing has already been made available. If you are sick in the natural, if you receive the diagnosis, you are already healed by the blood of Jesus. Diagnosis, you are already healed by the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
You need deliverance. You are already delivered with the power. He said, I've given you power over all the powers of the enemy.
Yeah.
You are already set free.
Yeah.
And if you're struggling, if you're suffering in any way, God has already brought you out of that thing according to his word. In the name of Jesus. So the mic is still open. We're going to close that phone line momentarily. But in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I just feel the power of the Holy Ghost that is already settled, is already done. And that's why we got to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to walk by, the just shall live by faith. Pastor been on that scripture for the last 2 weeks. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 35, cast not away your confidence. I wish somebody would repeat that with me tonight. Cast not away your confidence. Not confidence in ourselves, confidence in Christ. Confidence in the anointed one. Confidence in the blood of Jesus and the finished works of the cross. In the name of Jesus. He said he will satisfy you and I with long life. Will he satisfy us? So I thank God for Jesus. They told John and Peter not to preach no longer in that name. And they said, the devil is a liar. We must preach in that name. That name which has been given above every name. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. He said, when you pray in that name, you'll find healing. When you pray in that name, you'll find deliverance. When you pray in that name, God will meet that need in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, we have clearance right now. We have reason to take off just like a runway at an airport, and we're going to take this next caller. Technology tries to act up sometimes, but we're there now, and we're taking this next caller. Area code 270. God bless you. 270.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Christian Barbecue, the Holy Ghost, thank God for allowing us to come together again. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be in our right mind, on the same accord, Father, even though we are in different places, Father. And we know your word says, Father, when there are two or more gathered together in your name, you will be in the midst, Father. And wherever the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost exists, Father, we receive the joy from on high. And we know, Holy Spirit, that you rule and reign in this prayer powerful session tonight, the powerful prayer session that you've allowed us to join together in. We thank you, Father, for our kingdom connection, Father. We thank you,
yes,
first and foremost, yes, Father, for the gift of the Holy Ghost, Father. Allow,
yes,
the prayers of the righteous to develop much. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. We thank you for the pastors there, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Father. We thank you for the fresh anointing, Father. We thank you for the word that was brought forth, Father. We know you are the good shepherd, and we're your sheep. We know your word says we hear your voice because we are your sheep, and we follow you. And the way we hear your voice is because of the gift that you have given us to receive, the Holy Ghost. And we ask of you, Father, to continue, Father, to allow us to yield our all to him, the comforter, the keeper, the advocate, Father. Continue to have your way, Holy Ghost power. Rule and reign in the temple that has been established in us. Allow us, Father, to continue to have that fresh anointing from on high, Father. And I want to thank you again, Father, for Pastor Anthony, Father. Thank you for using his mouth as your mouthpiece, Father. Thank you for the power that comes,
yes,
through the temple that you have established in him, Father. And I know the church is in him as well as in his wife, Pastor Rebecca, Father. And
yes,
I know nothing,
Father,
from the gates of hell will prevail against that church. Just like,
yes,
you told Simon Peter, upon this rock you build your church, and ain't nothing from the gates of hell that will prevail against it, Father. And I thank you, Father, for using the two of them to establish the church in each and every individual that you send to them, Father. I thank you for the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost ruling and reigning in them, Father. And I say it like David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lord, each and every Tuesday night, this is the house of prayer. This is the house glory dwell. This is the house where we receive joy. This is your house where we,
yeah,
receive deliverance. This is your house where we receive a fulfillment of the gift of the Holy Ghost, Father. Continue to,
yeah,
use them, Father, as New Creation Christian Ministry. Continue to allow your glory to dwell there. Your presence, Father. Your light, Father. Continue to allow your manifestation to be there, Father. Continue to increase their territory. Continue to give them divine assignments, divine appointments. Continue to use them to your glory. Continue to speak through their mouthpiece. That's your mouth that you are using, Father. And they will always give you glory and honor. Your name,
yes,
the fame that is due. Continue to use them, Father. Continue to have your way. Continue to,
yes,
give them,
Lord,
supernatural resources. You are providing God that we serve, Father. And I want to thank you again for my sister Maria. Thank you for anointing her vocal cords, Father. Thank,
yes,
you for using her, Father. Thank you for allowing her vocal cords to be used as instrument of praise and glorification to your holy name, Father. Thank you, Father, for saving each and every individual connected to her, Father. And I plead the precious and powerful bloodshed of Jesus over her husband, Father. You have saved them, Father. I speak and decree, I declare that George is saved by the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost that has swayed him to surrender and call on you to be God, the head of his life. And at this time, Father, I give you the highest praise of hallelujah. And I want to thank,
hallelujah,
you again, Father, for my,
hallelujah,
kingdom connection, Father. I want to thank you, Father, for like-minded people that I'm connected to you by the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost, and they're connected to you in the same manner, Father. And at this,
yeah,
time, Father, I want to praise and worship you for what you've already done, the things that you've already prepared for New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. I know, Father, you have already ordered their steps in your word. Your word is,
yes,
written on the tablets of their heart. Your word is a light to their feet and a lamp to their path. Whatever they decree and declare, you have given them, Father. And I thank you, Father, for allowing them to humble themselves and wait on you, Father. I thank you for allowing them to speak those things that are not as if they were, because they got faith in you, the creator of all things. They're connected to you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the Lamb of Life, and they have life and life for abundantly, and you have blessed them with an overflow. Continue to open the floodgates of heaven and pour them out blessings that they wouldn't know how to start to receive. Continue to have your way in their life. And every time I say amen and amen, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory, my Father. We receive that in the mighty name of Jesus, the Spirit of the living God is upon your life. And we heard you loud and clear. This prayer line is like the house of prayer. We thank God that we can come. Hallelujah. The living waters of Jesus Christ are on this line, and they're springing up and springing forth. Hallelujah. Out of the people of the living God, because the Spirit of God is ruling and reigning on this prayer line. We're decreasing, and he's increasing. So we thank you, Lord. Even as Brother Jamal has encouraged us tonight, that he spoke into Sister Maria's life and speaking a prophetic word over New Creation Christian Ministry. We thank you for increase in every area, some water, some plant, but only you can increase. So we thank you, Lord, for fruitful. We thank you, Lord, for growth and spiritual growth and numerical growth. And Father God, whatever way you want to grow us in the name of Jesus to impact this earth, we thank you for the prophetic word out of Jamal's mouth, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to meet every need, Lord, concerning his ministry and concerning his family, concerning his career, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let him be resourceful, Father. Glory be to God. Let him draw near to you, and you will draw near to him. Father God, as he prays and raises up and meditate on your word day and night, make him be like a tree planted. Give the rivers of streams of living water, Lord, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, oh, I saw God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, and sometimes I see the attack, I speak right now, I see the attack of spiritual warfare trying to come against you in a mighty way. But like Psalm, I think it's Psalm 43, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God has raised up a standard in your spirit. God has raised up a standard in your life. God has given you a certain anointing to overcome and stand above reproach in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to do the work in his life. Continue to use him for your glory. We need to see strong men of God. We need to see men on purpose for God. We need to see men who are not perfect, but love on Jesus in this hour. Glory be to God. So, Lord, let him be a light in his area. Let him be a beacon, Lord, and not put it under a bushel, but let him shine. Glory be to God. Let him illuminate the places that he go. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So let Brother Jamal, let him be salt to his family. Let him be salt to his workplace and his school. Let him be salt to his church in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for his life in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say amen as you continue to bless him, as he continues to call in and intercede. For those who are listening every Tuesday night, in the name of Jesus. So the blessings of God be with you, my brother, and keep serving God with all your might, with all your heart, and with all your soul, with all your strength. I read that scripture on Sunday, and just keep going after God with everything in you. God's going to use you mightily. Amen.
Amen.
And we personally want to thank you for the seed. And the seed that you sown into me and my wife's life, the church life, we receive that, and may you get 30, 60, 100 fold in return. To God be the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate y'all. Thank you, Jesus, for y'all. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Your brother, I tell you, minister, man of God, there is a heavy prophetic anointing on your life. It's just so heavy. And God wanted me to tell you, don't be afraid of the prophetic. He wants you to embrace the prophetic. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be intimidated by their faces and what people may think or say. But God is saying to you to go ahead and embrace the prophetic and just say whatever I tell you to say. Pray, even in your prayer life, there's a heavy prophetic anointing on your prayer life. You are tapped in. You are tapped into to the Lord. You're connected to the throne room. Amen. part of your prayer was where you talked about God had ordered our steps. You had said, Lord, you've already ordered their steps in your word. And God had been speaking to me about that lately, saying that, that reminding me that that was our heart's cry, even on the day that we got married. Almost 19 years ago, that was our wedding song. And they played that song as I marched in, Order My Steps in Your Word, Dear Lord. They played it as I marched in. We had a dance ministry that danced to that song. And after we were married, we left the sanctuary with that song playing. So that is just, when it just hit me, God reminded me again that our steps, Pastor Anthony, and my steps have already been ordered in his word. So we just thank you for praying prophetically. Praying prophetically over our lives on tonight. So God bless you. Continue to do whatever God tells you to do, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. Wow. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. We serve a mighty God. God is real. God is real. And if God spoke something over your life, continue to walk with God. Continue to hold on to God's hand. Continue to keep your confidence. Cast not away your confidence in what God has spoken to you, because it will surely come to pass. If you do not forsake God, He will never forsake you. If you do not give up on God, God will never give up on you. And for some of you out there, it seems like nothing's going your way, or it seems like maybe it's taking a little bit longer than you thought it would take for God to do what He told you He would do in your life, or for God to do what you need Him to do. And I want to encourage you tonight just to continue to wait on the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10:35, starting with verse 35, it talks about casting not aside your confidence. It also says you have need of patience. See, sometimes God is just working out some patience in you. He's working out some faith in you. He's working out some things in your flesh, in your personality. He's trying to create the image that He has of Himself in you. So that's why God wants to change us and take us from faith to faith and glory to glory. So we have to continue to be humbled and be submitted under the hand of God so that He can do the work in our lives, so that we can have great peace, and that we can have peace and joy in the middle of even the trial. My God, so many of us are going through trials right now, but we will yet praise the Lord. We got to yet will I praise Him on our lips. And I know I'm not the only one that's saying, yet will I praise God, yet will I give Him the glory. Amen. So if anybody else needs prayer, you can just press 1, and we will, if you have a praise report, then we will pray for you or with you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we just thank you for this prayer line on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you for Sister Miriam, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her life and for her family. Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless her and grow her, Father God. And Father God, just continue to encourage her, oh God, even as she continues to walk closely with you, oh God. Continue to bless her children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for you being so much of a part of her life, and for you showing yourself to her so mightily, God. Continue to bless my sister on tonight, God. Continue to bless, hallelujah, my mother, Mother May Thomas, God. We just thank you, Father God, for her life, God. Thank you for what you used her to do in the life of my daughter and our grandchildren, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for what you've allowed her to impart into Hakita and to impart into our grandkids, oh God. Thank you for her being that model of strength and that model of faith for them to tap into, Father God, and witness even during this last 2 months, oh God. Thank you for her pouring out even of her own, Father God, resources, oh God, to help them, oh God, to secure their footing, oh God. So Lord, just thank you for my mother, and I thank you for her life. Continue to heal her, touch her knees, touch her legs, touch her ankles, God. Thank you for elevating and regulating her thank you for regulating her blood pressure and her cholesterol, God. Thank you, Father God, for, Father God, her walking in divine health in Jesus' name. So, Lord, I just thank you for my mother. We thank you for Sister Rita Pearl, God, who continues, Father God, to be connected to this prayer line, who listens to this prayer line. God, we thank you for her life. Continue to bless her, God. Continue to, Father God, be with her. Let her know that no weapon formed against her can prosper. So, Lord, we just thank you for all of those who are here, Father God, on tonight, 678, the other 678 area code. Lord, we thank you for that person, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for Sister Lori. Oh, my God, bless the Davis family, God. In the name of Jesus, bless every one of her children. Bless the Sister Lori. I bind up the hands of Satan. I come against any plan of the enemy that might be trying to come against her, oh God. I thank you, Lord, Father God, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. Thank you, Lord, for restoring her strength, oh God. Thank you for opening doors, oh God, and opportunity for her, Father God. Even as she has a desire, Father God, to be more, Father God, at church, Father God. Thank you for even regulating her work schedule, oh God, so that she can do what she needs to do and what she wants to do pertaining to the ministry, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. Thank you for Minister Valerie Allen, God. Continue to bless her. Continue to bless her sons, oh God. Bless her grandchildren. Grandchild, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you are able to do all things. So, Lord, we just thank you for every person on this line and what you're doing in their lives and what you're doing in our lives. And we just give this prayer line to you, God. Bless Sister Carmen's husband. Bless her children, oh God. Bless, oh God, my sister Renee. Bless my mother's other children, oh God. And we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing on this prayer line. Take the anointing on this prayer line and put it in the local assembly, oh God, and let it grow and give people a hunger for prayer, oh God. Give your people a hunger for prayer. And we just thank you for what you're doing, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to sign off. And we just thank God, amen, for every caller tonight. Spread the word about this prayer line. To God be the glory. We're at New Creation tomorrow night at 7:30. We've been praying and teaching the word of God. And on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. sharp, God has been moving mightily. Pastor Rebecca preached a mighty word on Sunday. Hallelujah. Believing, cleaving, and receiving. And we thank God, amen, that the word and the flow of the oil at New Creation continues to flow in the name of Jesus. Again, we thank God for all of you tonight. We thank God as we play this song, that the hand of the Lord will continue to be upon you and favor will reside upon you and your family all the days of your life. Go in peace, serve your God. Hallelujah.
what's mine.